Lord Jesus, please help us to understand that to die in this life is to be born into a glorious life in heaven that will never end. Amen. The Blessed Mother began speaking. You have all prayed for your sister Magdalene, and we have responded to your prayers as prayer and crying out for mercy moves most effectively on our hearts. All of heaven and even purgatory is interceding on her behalf. What you are seeing in the spirit, my daughter, is currently happening. We have gathered around her bedside, and my son is moving gloriously by holding this precious one in his loving embrace. He has taken her to his heart and continues to lavish his beautiful, beloved bride with cleansing, healing, mercy, love, graces, comfort, consolation, and his peace. We have all joined our prayers with yours, and they are assisting in her refinement and preparation for heaven. My children, for the moment, I need you to all set aside your human emotions and dispositions, and please continue deep intercessory prayer for your sister and all that she is suffering for. There will be a time to mourn the departure of her earthly presence, as it is written in Scripture. And when she said this, I immediately thought of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which reads, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die." Mother Mary continued, "The fruit that is being born now out of her sacrifice is great and bountiful. Convictions of hearts, conversions, blessings, graces, and virtues are coming forth and being imparted in abundance. Let not your hearts be troubled, my dear ones, and be at peace. She is in the hands of her faithful, merciful, and loving spouse." And just as a note, while I was praying for her, I had a vision. She was in ICU, and suddenly she sat up in the hospital bed, swung her legs out of the bed, and said with an impish grin, which she had a lot of times, "You mean I can go now?" That was the vision I had, and it told me that she wanted to go to heaven. I'm excited, and I don't want her to stay. I want to go. And because of this, I realized this was her time, and I was so happy for her. As it turned out, when Mother Elijah went to her bedside, giving her viaticum, Magdalene opened her eyes for the first time in days, and then closed them and left her body. We are all so happy for her, and we have another intercessor in heaven. Glory to God. Amen.